like that. This is KAYO Seattle Country KO 1150 on your dial. News now on the V-Buck Show, and here's Bill Goff to report at 8 o'clock.
Oregon County issues description of wanton slayer. This story headlines KAYO News, Bill Goff reporting. Oregon's Lane County District Attorney William Fry of Eugene has released a composite drawing of a man reported to have been in the area where 16-year-old Orla Phipps was slain Monday night. Fry says he is anxious to find this man in the hope he may be able to help in the investigation. The death scene was about 2.5 miles from her home at Cedar Flat Road, east of Springfield. Fry said the presence of the man dressed as a hunter was reported by a resident who was near a barn in the area where Orla went horseback riding. Her riderless horse was found that evening, then her body. She had been struck in the head, her throat was slashed. The man sought for questioning is described as of stocky build, with sunken cheeks and between 25 and 35 years old. He was wearing a hunting jacket, carrying a pump-action shotgun. Tacoma police say a fire at 1009 South 14th in an area of older homes and apartment buildings took one life and sent one person to a hospital this morning. The fire was reported at 5:45. The man killed in the fire has been tentatively identified as 60-year-old John Matthews. The person hospitalized as 46-year-old Agnes Matthews. Further details are not available. Police in Kent say an automobile plunged into the Green River this morning about 0.1 miles south of Kent. The driver apparently lost control of the vehicle on a curve. The car knocked out a utility pole and continued over a bank into the river. It landed right side up about 30 feet from shore, 115 feet from the highway. Divers recovered the auto, but the occupant or occupants are still missing. A Treasury Department probe into imported low-cost Canadian bread announced yesterday apparently was prompted by complaints from the Seattle area. Bakery and bakery union representatives say they asked the state's congressional delegation for action. Boyd Hall of Kent says he imports about 20,000 to 30,000 loaves of bread a week baked at Abbotsford, B.C. Another importer of Canadian bread is George Vale of Seattle. He says wholesalers often sell the loaves at $5 for $1, well below the price required by Seattle bakers to receive a profit. Governor Rosalini spoke yesterday with President Johnson, but there is no word on whether the chief executive offered him a federal job. The president reportedly expressed his regrets at the governor's loss in the election to Republican Dan Evans. Earlier, the governor indicated he might be interested in a federal appointment. Senator Warren Magnuson, who headed the Johnson campaign in Washington, says he is willing to recommend Rosalini for a post if the governor wants it. State election supervisor Kenneth Gilbert says an earlier estimate of 1,300,000 votes last Tuesday appears a little high at the moment, but it could hit that level yet. Gilbert says reports so far show there were only a little more than 1,100,000 votes cast in the election for president. But he says this could go much higher because all the precincts have not yet been reported, nor have all the absentee ballots been counted. A union walkout at the Daily Olympian continued last night. Members of the typographical union walked off their jobs and set up a picket line in a dispute over a new camera equipment the newspaper is considering for its plant in Olympia. A spokesman for the paper says the issue seems to be a quarrel over jurisdiction between the typographers and members of the pressman's union. This is KAYO News. The United Auto Workers Union authorized strikes this morning at 10 Ford plants in 8 states. French officials are reported concerned that President Johnson may attempt to impose U.S. will on matters opposed by France now that he has won a big election victory. Buddhist Catholics and students in South Vietnam are reported dissatisfied with the 2-day-old civilian government in Saigon. Demonstrations are threatened. From Moscow, Keith Morfitt reports that Red China's Zhou Enlai has arrived in Moscow with an olive branch.
The communist chieftains will be discussing some of the difficult problems which in recent years have bedeviled the nations amongst themselves. Be coming to Moscow for the celebrations of communist Chinese Premier Chuan Mai is taken here as a sure sign that Peking shares the Soviet concern for finding an end, or at least a lessening, of the bitter dispute that has divided the two biggest communist countries for almost a decade. Observers in the Soviet capital believe that the two sides will agree, initially, to remove the polemics entirely from public view. There has already been a move in this direction. A good deal of the heat has gone out of the whirl of words the two sides have been waging. This is Keith Moffat in Moscow.
In Kale Country, the weather outlook: fog this morning, clearing about noon, showers, partial clearing tomorrow. High both days, 46 to 53, overnight low, 36 to 42. Variable winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Kale Country, I have 47 degrees. And the Buck Ritchie Show.
You're the only world I know.
You're the only world I know. There you go, Sonny James.
Cabell's and other compacts. Both prices include all gasoline and oil plus proper insurance. So this Thanksgiving, go Hertz class. Call Hertz, rent a car at Mutual 2-5050 to reserve the car of your choice. That number again is Mutual 2-5050. Call now.
What?
All right, thank you. It's Macy Trash or whatever it is your name is. It's 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. 8 minutes past eight. That's a nice time of the morning, especially if you've been up since 3:30. Yeah, you only got work till 10 o'clock, means you can go home and go to sleep. That is, if your wife don't want to go shopping, which she does. Yeah, see you downtown. Is your insurance doing the job today that you originally intended? You know, values change, responsibilities grow, insurance rates and needs vary. Get an insurance checkup today. Call Tom Acuff at Cherry 41590. Tom Acuff, a Safeco agent for a lot of years, is a full-time professional insurance man. He's the one to serve you. He's a great guy on top of everything else. Tom Acuff, the big man in the little office. Call Cherry 41590. Cherry 41590. This old Tennessee boy is going to be able to help you and probably save you some money in the bargain. It's 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. I got to be fair and say, yes, my wife is going to go shopping, and she's going to go downtown, and I got to go with her. But I think if everything turns out right and I'm lucky, I'll be the one to get something this time. I told you, I'm having mechanical failures around here and there. It's a new quote. Otherwise, I'm dead. It's 10 minutes past eight. And last night, we got right back into the swing of things. Believe me, at the Holly Park Lanes, the KO League out there, and the KO team, which was me and Pauline and Chris Lane and Cherie, we got right back into the swing of things, and we won one and lost three. And that's what we've done every dad-burned week since the league started. Every week except one. And that week, we blew them all. And I'm always afraid we're going to do that. If we don't win the first one, we're in imminent danger of doing that every week. 8:10. Eddie Arnold.
Anytime you're feeling lonely, anytime you're, that's the time I'll think of you. Anytime you say you want me back again, that's the time I'll come back home.
Eddie Arnold, anytime. Oh, Bill, not again. They're not running into each other again out there, are they?
I'm afraid so.
Oh.
I'm afraid so.
Where?
So listener has just reported there's been a 3-car accident northbound on Airport Way. Now, this between the Renton cutoff and the Associated Grocers warehouse. This would be at the south end of the Boeing Field runway. Northbound, 3-car accident, Airport Way.
Yeah, that's... What do you do that for out there? What joy do you get out of this? Why do you do this? 3 cars. That's a mess. Cut it out. Oh, me. 8:14.
Clean as a whistle.
Warm and cozy, too.
Custom standard heating oil.
That's the heat for you.
Clean as a whistle. Cozy as can be. Clean heat from head to feet. Automatically.
Call your standard house warmer for regular automatic deliveries of custom standard heating oils. The clean, safe fuels that give you clean heat from head to feet. Help keep drapes, walls, and woodwork clean. Remember, for complete home comfort, oil heats best. Order from your helpful house warmer.
Clean as a whistle. Standard heating oil.
It is lap. In Port Orchard, order custom standard heating oil from Home Oil Company or look in the yellow pages under oils.